am not a morning person, there, I said it. I much prefer to burn the midnight oil when I need to, rather than crawl out from under the covers while it's still dark out. But today, there was an event worth setting the alarm early for. I had the good fortune to attend the Food 4 Kids Hamilton Breakfast Gala, an elaborate affair at Carmen's on the Hamilton Mountain. The food was delicious, the company was terrific, and the keynote speeches were inspiring. For those who aren't familiar with the organization, Food 4 Kids has a simple mission: to ensure no child in Hamilton goes hungry. Sadly, this is easier said than done, and the need is ever growing. Currently, they work with the local school boards to provide more than 1,600 packages of healthy food at 69 elementary schools and 10 high schools in the city. The packages, which are distributed confidentially, ensure each child enrolled in the program has access to nutritious food on weekends and holidays. Here in Waterdown, the process works a bit differently. The two local Rotary clubs, Flamborough AM and Waterdown, raise enough funds for Food for Kids each year to cover the cost of running the program in four local schools. And rather than food packages, each child enrolled receives a gift card every other week to purchase the food they need. And while Flamborough may not be experiencing the same levels of food insecurity as other areas of the city, the need does exist, and it is also growing. Currently, more than 30 kids access the local program, with the number expected to be 35 children in 2025. That means the two service clubs will need to raise $22,750. That happens through events such as last weekend's Breakfast with Santa, the Family Fun Run in the Spring, and Ribfest, along with corporate donations and contributions from groups such as the 100 Women Who Care. Next up, volunteers will be accepting donations during this weekend's showings of Village Theater's A Christmas Carol at Memorial Hall, and a superhero-themed Family Day Pancake Breakfast is in the works for February. In other words, it's a lot of work. As a member of Waterdown Rotary, I can attest to the tireless efforts of a group of very dedicated people who make sure the program is sustained in our corner of Hamilton. This morning's gala reminded us exactly why we do it. Both keynote speakers, Ticket's great Simone Lawrence and Hamilton businessman Blair McKeel, related their own struggles, losses, and successes to the captivated crowd. They talked about how they made it through some difficult times thanks to the community networks that supported them, and how they find joy and purpose in turning around and giving right back to that community. Lawrence is generous with his time and standing, volunteering at various events and food packing days. McKeel committed to a matching $20,000 donation each year for the next 5 years. It was heartening to see the response from the community leaders in the room, from the chief of police and school board members to philanthropists and small businesses who give their services and products to the cause. And, with bellies full of fantastic food, and about a gallon of coffee, in my case, it wasn't lost on any of us that everyone should start, and finish, their day without having to wonder where their next meal will come from. To find out more about Food for Kids Hamilton, visit www.foodforkidshamilton.ca. Donations can be made to the local program through Canada Helps. Be sure to indicate Waterdown chapter in the notes section. To learn more about how the program works in Waterdown, reach out to a local Rotarian. They'll be happy to fill you in. The F-Files is a regular column featuring the opinions of Flamborough Today writers on a variety of local topics.